The following program is brought to you by Total Theater Online. The views expressed do not necessarily represent those of the staff or management of WGBB. You're listening to the station that serves your community, 1240 WGBB. And now it's time for Dave's Gone By with David Lefkowitz.
Tropical hot dog night. Like two flamingos in a fruit fight. Every color of day. Whirling around at night.
Wind up your radios, Dave Mentions and Dave Mentites. It's time for the Dr. Dave Mento Show on WGBB AM 1240 and AM 1240 WGBB.com. 90 minutes of mad music and crazy comedy on this, our 50th program. I'm your host, Dave Lefkowitz, radio personality, playwright, humorist, and archivist. And this is a special episode of Dave's Gone By, kind of a dream come true for me, getting on the radio and paying tribute to a fella who's had about as much creative influence on me as pretty much any teacher or actor or peer. I'm talking about the great and wonderful Dr. Demento, on the air 30 years and still going strong. He's not going strong in New York, actually. He hasn't been on a New York station in a decade. Thank you very much, deregulation. And he's not going to be on this show. He's not a guest or anything. One day I'd certainly be thrilled if he was. But Dr. D has been doing his syndicated radio program out of the West Coast, week in, week out, and making the world just a little more tolerable by warping it. Now, used to get more stations with his show on it on the internet before all these webcasts fees and FCC things kicked in, so you could go to a couple of web pages and there'd be a list of two dozen different stations that were streaming on the internet, and if you listened at a particular time, you can hear Dr. Demento coming from Chicago, coming from Maine, coming from Iowa, all these college towns, basically. Now, a couple of stations still stream, I think KOZT, KIT up in Maine, and you've got The Loop in Chicago. All of these tend to be on Sunday nights. Plus, Dr. Demento is on XM Radio, the satellite, but those are only older episodes, kind of like archival stuff, but at least they play it a couple of times a week. Now, it's almost hard to explain why Dr. Demento is so important, but, I mean, because what does he do? He just spins old, funny, novelty, weird records, but back when he was doing it 30 years ago, not a lot of DJs were doing that even then. And he's also a musicologist, a really, I would say, pretty scholarly guy. He's done zillions of liner notes for CDs and done forwards and backwards and upside downs for various books, not just about weird and crazy and funny and goofy music, but about jazz and old-time music and 78s. He was really, really into that era of early recordings from the late 1800s and the early 1900s up through the 20s and 30s, but because he gets 4 zillion tapes and cassettes and CDs and discs and everything still now, he's got to be up on things, you know, from last week as well as what's coming up next week, not to mention all the stuff that's being just simply downloaded on or from the web. But the great thing about Dr. D is he doesn't just play the stuff. He will give with his little shtick and with the bells ringing and the horns going off. He will also say the name of the artist and tell you a little bit about them or how the song did on the charts or other weird, interesting trivia. So it's a music lesson listening to him, and that's another reason why he's so tremendously wonderful and important. Now, any DJ can spin comedy records, as you're going to discover in the next 90 minutes. But Dr. Demento has his own particular character and flavor and technique. Now, I'm not going to mimic that tonight, but just for a little over an hour, I want you to have that pleasure of sharing zany music with an audience, hopefully who get it, who get a smile, a laugh, maybe a loose bladder or two. And so we begin this episode at the beginning with the fracturing of all musical etiquette by one Lindley Armstrong Jones, who was so thin, a telegraph operator once joked that he was skinny as a railroad spike. Well, the nickname stuck, and the music still staggers.
delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectively drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two. As we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette, two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two.
To take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid.
right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
One of the all-time demented discs from 28-year-old Jerry Samuels, operating under the royally nutty name Napoleon the 14th, They're Coming to Take Me Away, Haha, which reached number 3 on the pop charts in 1966, even though some radio stations pulled it. They worried that it made mental instability too attractive to young people, especially if they were going off to sit in rice paddies and kill people for Uncle Sam. Meanwhile, Uncle Samuels went off the deep end a bit himself, especially when his second album, titled For God's Sake, Stop the Feces, I swear to God, that was the name of the title, didn't even get released. But Rhino re-released They're Coming to Take Me Away a few years ago, with some tracks from both albums again seeing the light of day. And Samuel's classic rant is probably as recognized today as it was all those years ago. In fact, recently on the Dr. Demento show, someone sent in a mixtape where They're Coming to Take Me Away was blended in with Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35. Both songs were released the same year, and they both have the exact same beat. It's a real kick to hear the chorus of one song laid over the music track, cha-chunk, cha-chunk, of another. Wish I had a copy of that, but I know Dr. Demento does. He's known to have one of the largest private record collections in the world. Everything from 78s to cylinders to little homemade vinyl 45s made at county fairs. Just another reason why he's so important to radio, and why we are saluting him here on this edition of Dave's Gone By. I'm Dave, or call me Dr. Dave Mento tonight, because I'm playing the kinds of depraved and indifferent songs you would hear the good doctor play. It's my 50th episode. I'm entitled to a little fun, and the fun continues right after this message. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By, or should I say the Dr. Dave Mento Show, because this episode is all about the goofy, the zany, the weird, the wonderful world of novelty music, as popularized most famously by the legendary Barrett Hanson, better known as Dr. Demento. I'm Dave Lefkowitz, paying tribute to the good doctor by playing some of his most familiar and beloved odd tunes, plus a few surprises of my own. So, well, what falls into the category of novelty numbers? Is it just a song with a laugh in it? Is it a completely zany, from top to bottom, weird song, not even intentionally funny? I think you can group them into just a couple of different genres, and most everything falls into that. It's kind of interesting that there's an old, old episode of a Dr. Demento show that you can find online at one of the websites, and it's before it was even codified into the Demento Show. He was just a DJ on a San Francisco or Los Angeles radio station, kind of a late-night thing. It was really the early 70s, so it was a very wild, open, free-form atmosphere. And the interesting thing about his show on that night is he was really laid back and mellow and studious, not kind of the crazy attitude that he sort of puts on now, even when he's being kind of surprisingly intelligent, but back then, it was almost as if, I'm going to share these records with you folks, and, you know, they're kind of funny and kind of cool. They're mostly jazz. And also, it was a mix. It wasn't just nutty, goofy, zany songs. It was a real love of the old-time music as well. And it's kind of funny to listen to the program also because he has to deal with another DJ there who thinks he's being funny. You can tell the guy's stoned out of his mind. This is the early 70s in radio, after all, and making all these really stupid puns and comments, and Demento's kind of, you can sense, just barely tolerating him and wishes he could throttle him, but, you know, wants to keep his job, so he's just going along with it. And as I said later on, Demento became more outwardly zany, less emphasis on the strange old recordings in order to market his show, and more about spoofs and showcasing Weird Al and stuff like that. So, as I mentioned, I think you can break novelty numbers into a couple of different categories. You've got your plain old funny original songs by folks like Tom Lehrer and Loudon Wainwright. Sometimes they're in a particular genre, like country music, spoofing that, or spoofing rap. Then you have unintentionally funny songs, or oddball, weird performers who may not or may slightly realize that they're off the beam, off the beaten path, a la Incorrect Music, which will play a couple of those kinds of songs later, or parody songs. These tend to be the most common. Songs that use famous melodies with different words, because it's kind of easy, you know, the melody's out there, you just have to fit the funny lyrics to them. People who listen to my show know that I kind of do this all the time. A lot of radio station folks do. Some of the folks who do that the very best, well, there is, of course, Weird Al, but the granddaddy of Al, well, it's not like Mr. Yankovic from years ago, but the creative and cultural granddaddy would have to be a fellow named Alan Sherman, with not only a novelty hit, but a hit that is as popular today, I guess, as it was when he released it. Because you hear it once and you can't forget it, and it still rings true about kids, about camps. Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother fada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home. I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. I think I'm going to start mowing the lawn. how you doing, Dave?
Okay, Hank, what's going on?
I'm looking for my dog, Rover. Darn dog got out, and I can't find him anywhere. You haven't seen him, have you?
No? If I do, I'll let you know.
Okay, sure, appreciate it. We'll see you later, Dave.
See you later, Hank.
Well, there's that Rover now. Get out of here. You can't come around here while I'm mowing the lawn. Get out of here. Rover, get out of here.
I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I hit with a power mower. One leg is missing, the other is gone. The third leg is scattered all over. Spinning on the carport floor. I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I overlooked before. I'm looking over my minced dog, Rover, who I hit with a power mower. My dog's not eating, he no longer barks. He hit the propeller and turned into sparks. No need explaining, there's no dog remaining. He's part of the crash, you see. I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I sent to eternity.
Dead puppy. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppy's days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies, dead, 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 dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Come on, everybody out there, sing along, okay?
Dead, 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 dead puppies, dead, 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 dead.
On a sunny day, hubba 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, you did good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. Yeah, my little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
AM 1240 in Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com. On this episode of Dave's Gone By, the Dr. Dave Mento Show, with a trio of songs about departed doggies. My Dead Dog Rover, from Hank, Stu, Dave, and Hank. Dead Puppies, courtesy of Ogden Edsel, and 75 of the most perfect seconds ever committed to vinyl, Happy Boy by the Beat Farmers. All three of those songs come from CDs authorized and compiled by the Good Doctor, the 25th Anniversary Collection, and the rather hyperbolic Greatest Novelty CD of all time. Not quite, but these are building blocks for a serious collection of comedy, as are the next two cuts. One thing Dr. Demento doesn't play very much of is non-musical stuff. I guess tunes are easier on the ear, so occasionally he'll play Bill Cosby's Dentist Routine or Hoffnung doing the Bricklayer or sketch comedy by the Frantics, but you won't hear much in the way of pure stand-up. Maybe because modern stand-up uses too many curse words. Although Dr. Demento has no trouble bleeping them out of songs when necessary, he'll still play the song if it isn't too obscene, but stand-up humor does go a bit underrepresented on the Dr. Demento Show, so I'd like to redress that grievance here on the Dr. Dave Mento Show with two of my all-time favorites, George Carlin and Woody Allen. And the thing is, especially with Carlin, you'll find that the pacing of a routine, the waves of audience laughter, the sound of the voice, it does make for a kind of music. So even if you know the routines by heart, so much so that they're not even remotely surprising anymore, they have the pull and comfort of familiar music. And go figure, they're still funny. Of course, it helps if you have just the right subject matter.
People always want to know how you get started on this job. I guess they ask musicians, too. And actors and everything, but they always want to know how you got started. They say,
how'd you get started?
Say to you,
did you always want to be a comedian?
Well, not in the womb, but right after that, yes. Sure. Okay. But class clown is when you really do get a chance to kind of work out, you know. Because the classroom is the best place. The classroom is best because, well, no one's allowed to laugh there. And suppressed laughter, you know, is the easiest to get, the most fun. You know, like when you're kneeling in front of a casket. During the sermon, whatever it is. And in the classroom, class clown always sounds like there was only one of them, you know? Or it sounds like the class clown, but that's not true, really. There was, you know, quite often there were two or three or four of them. Sometimes you'd have a whole classroom full of them, yeah. If the main guy was absent, second banana would fill in, right? Yeah. And the class clown wasn't really so unique. You know, he didn't necessarily do things that were real different. It was that he learned things first. He discovered things first and passed them on to the other guys, right? Class clown was the first to discover a lot of musical things. He was the first one to get into Hawaiian nose humming, right? Well, if you're going to play, play, you know. And then playing head. You had to be a little mazzo for that anyway, you know. That and throat. Found out later in life, the beard acts as a mute for soft passages. Well, anyway. Class clown. Was the first guy to discover this, usually in gym class, right?
The doctor is back in, and you're listening to the Dr. Dave Mento Show on AM 1240 WGBB Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com. I am your host, Dave Lefkowitz, bringing you a special episode of music and comedy dedicated to and styled after the great Dr. Demento. We'll have our weekly news gone by, demented style, in a few minutes. But I wanted to play a little more music first, and before the break I mentioned there were a couple of different kinds of novelty records. You had the parodies, people taking popular songs and rejiggering the lyrics, and there's also the basic intentionally funny or bizarre song found in everything from musical theater to B-sides by the Beatles. And then there's a whole third genre. Goes more far afield than the first two and fits under the overall rubric of outsider music. I talked about outsider music a couple of weeks ago, and its strongest proponents are a couple of radio DJs, Otis Fodder, who does a lot of broadcasting on the net, and Irwin Schusett on the independent New Jersey station WFMU. For about 4 years, Irwin had an amazing weekly program dedicated to outsider musical artists, people ranging from tone-deaf diva Florence Foster Jenkins to Swedish Elvis impersonator Eilert Pilarm. Outsider musicians are not always unaware that they stand apart from the mainstream, just that they can't always figure out why. And even though anyone with ears immediately knows why, when these folks are at their best, there's such a uniqueness to their vision and such an insouciance to their sound, it makes us ask, why not? And we begin with, well, where would Irwin's show be? Where would this show be without the late, great, unfathomable, but unmatchable Shubby Taylor?
This song was written when AIDS was still a reducing candy bar. Way before Rod Cutson, way before Liberace, about the early 80s, 81 or 80, is a small word in the dictionary. And no one's trying to make fun of anyone. We are sorry for those who haven't. When I wrote this song, it was just a word. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year, and he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer. The reindeer all look blue. They know what he's going through. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. He won't be singing out, ho, 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 ho. But he'll be yelling out, no, 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 no. The nurses all look sad, 'cause Santa's got it bad. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. Hello there, hello there. This is Santa Claus speaking. I won't be around this year. I'm sick, I'm sick. But next year I've got the AIDS. Next year, if they come up with a cure. 12 months to wait and then he'll soon be round again. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. 12 months to wait and then he'll soon be round again. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
Drink to your pocket for a handgun. Lover at my booty hole. Put a trigger on me. Shoot me with a gunshot.
Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass.
Plug me for a hose in my booty hole. Fill me full of lead in my ass crack. Take my life away from this earth. Blow my ass away from this world.
Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass.
Three of the most sideways outsiders in all music, Wesley Willis, who passed away just a few weeks ago, Tiny Tim with a song that he somehow didn't perceive would be offensive to anyone, Santa Claus Has Got the AIDS This Year. Not the best recording of it, but it's the only one I have, and it is the one where he explains, perhaps a bit disingenuously, that the song, how the song came about. That's from the Songs of an Impotent Troubadour collection, which is mostly made up of spoken reminiscences and about Tiny's love affairs and his ups and downs in the music business. His voice is pretty much shot, but it's fascinating stuff and one of the few must-have Tiny albums since his first batch in the 1960s. And, of course, Shooby Taylor up top, scatting his way to heaven, God bless him, but where would this mini-segment be without paying homage to, perhaps, the greatest outsider artist of them all? The only one, surprisingly enough, who's still with us. Surprising because even if he weren't a 1960s burnout, he had enough mental and physical and financial problems to be a casualty 2 decades ago. But something about the indomitable spirit of Wild Man Fisher persists. Got him through 2 stays in a mental institution when he was young, got him through touring and recording with Frank Zappa, and it saw him through the lean years of living on the streets and alienating everyone who tried to help him, as a paranoid schizophrenic is prone to do. But along the way, well, all it takes is a little open-minded listening to the best of Larry Wildman Fisher to realize just how much heart and soul goes into his music, even if, as his brother David says, my brother Larry is the worst singer, and I cannot see how in the world. Well, knowing him, anything's possible. Knowing him. Well, the first step in knowing him is knowing his name, and his name is Larry.
My name is Larry, my name is Larry, I have a mother, her name is Mother. Hi, Mother, hi, I love you, Mother, I always love you, Mother. My name is Larry, My name is Larry. I have a sister. Her name is Joyce. My name is Larry. I have a grandfather. His name is Grandpa. Hi, Grandpa. Remember Grandpa when I used to go over to the house and you wouldn't let me go into the kitchen with the rest of the family? Remember that, Grandpa? Oh, listen, Larry, you be a nice boy and stay away from us. When we want you to come over, I'll get a hold of your mother and I'll call her up and you can come over, okay? My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an uncle. His name is Bob. Hi, Bob. Bob, I like you, Bob, and you're an artist, and I like you a lot. Larry, I like you a lot, too. You're a nice boy. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an auntie. Her name is Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Larry.
My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an auntie. Her name is Annie Estelle. Hi, Estelle. Hi. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a brother. His name is David. Hi, David. David, you know I talked about you on my album on the Wild Man Fisher story. And could you say a few words? I am a certified public accountant. And my brother Larry is the worst singer, one of the worst singers there ever was. And I cannot see how in the world, with knowing him, anything is possible. Knowing him. Because I used to hear him sing all day long. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a cousin. His name is Harvey. Hi, Harvey. My name is Larry. 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 My name is...
Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Demented News Gone By with your pal, Whimsical Wont. A look at events of the past week from a doctored and demented perspective. We begin with kooky historical news. Distillers in Mount Vernon, Virginia are brewing up a special batch of whiskey. They're using vintage pipes and casks, and they're doing it on the site of George Washington's estate on the Potomac River. If that sounds sacrilege, remember, it's actually a tribute. After leaving politics, Washington went into the whiskey business. With the help of slaves, he brewed 11,000 gallons a year at a profit that would be in the six figures in today's money. The new brewers on Washington's estate are following his original recipe, which one expert called spicy and aromatic. They were less impressed with the president's beer formula, although pleasantly surprised by the smoothness of Martha Washington's Sex on the Beach Jell-O shots. Here's a candidate for the famous Darwin Awards, courtesy of Reuters. I'll read this almost verbatim. A Russian man probably wishes he settled for having dirty trousers because his imaginative attempt to purge a stubborn stain on them, a paint stain, destroyed his apartment. The man added a liter of petrol, gasoline, to his washing machine to help dissolve the stain. But the ensuing explosion wrecked his kitchen and demolished two internal walls, end quote. Asked why he chose to battle schmutz with gasoline, the man said, I love to explain, but I have terrible toothache, and I must put hydrochloric acid on it before it spreads. Speaking of chemical reactions, Newsday reports that the John Wiley Publishing Company is recalling copies of Candle and Soap Making for Dummies. Apparently, their recipe for making lye calls for the wrong amounts of sodium hydroxide and water, causing the mixture to bubble over. I don't know what all the fuss is about. I mean, the book is titled For Dummies. I think the instructions should be wrong. Save the real instructions for smart people. I don't know if there's a complete idiot's guide to soap making, but I hope it involves fire, pink sawdust, and mayonnaise. I should mention that the German edition of Soap Making for Dummies is not being recalled, even though their instructions call for 2 cups of hydroxide for 3 cups Jew. And speaking of my tribe, Israel will honor comedian Jerry Lewis with a film festival in Tel Aviv next year. The organizers say the event attests not so much to the greatness of Jerry's work, but to the resilience of the Jewish people. After all, the worst homicide bombs take 10 seconds. Jerry's bombs take 1.5 hours. In science news, a study at the University of Buffalo shows that men who smoke marijuana regularly have decreased fertility. Not only do they make fewer sperm, the critters that they have move too fast at first, and then they burn out because they can't reach the egg. This immediately led campus officials to caution students that smoking 10 joints before sex is not the same as wearing a condom. Don't take our word for it, they say. How else do you explain Radon Chong? Finishing up this demented edition of the News Gone By on Dave's Gone By, a story from Reuters about an English couple forced to sell their home because the name of their street proved just too much to deal with. Paul and Lisa Allott unloaded their 250,000 bungalow in North Britain after living there for only 15 months. Why? Because they got tired of the name-calling and the funny looks and the pizza delivery boys not showing up when they gave their address. Butthole Road. Yes, exactly. Imagine having to tell people you lived on Butthole Road. Ultimately, the couple couldn't bear to see one more teenager posing by the street sign with his pants down. Said Mr. Allott, "I like to laugh, but it was beyond a joke." He and his wife have since moved to a new home on Main Street, hoping to forget the past. But for some reason, the sniggering and finger-pointing continue, especially every morning when Mrs. Allott walks their Shih Tzu. And that's the Demented News Gone By for November 3rd, 2003. Please send your comments, opinions, and earaches to WhimsicalWon't, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. That's the address for all snail mail to Dave's Gone By, Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. We reserve the right to read your letters on the air, name withheld upon request, and every letter gets specially treated with distilled smogberry juice by Captain Chaos, Jungle Judy, and Damascus. Wow, there's a 70s flashback for you. We also get email here in the land of Dave Mensha at davesgoneby@aol.com. davesgoneby, no apostrophe, at aol.com. Dr. Dave Mento looks forward to getting your stuff, but please, nothing with Jerry Lewis in it. Dave's just a phony doctor, and Jerry's kids already have their MD. Back after this. You're listening to the Dr. Dave Mento Show on WGBB AM 1240 Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com. Dave Lefkowitz here, just for one evening, taking on the persona of the Good Doctor, one of my great idols in radio. I started listening to Dr. Demento in the mid-70s, probably when he'd been syndicated for less than a year. I was 11 or 12 years old and flipping the radio dial on a Saturday night, when what should I hear but Laurel and Hardy, and then Springtime for Hitler, and then Bing Crosby and Bix Beiderbecke swinging with Paul Whiteman. No, not literally. And then the Top Ten, which was shortened in later years to the Funny Five, and then that sad, sad music that told everyone fun time was over, back to real life, back to the place where you had to be nice and polite and politically correct. But if you could just hold out another week, well, the doctor would be back for his checkup, with crackpot songs, old and new, making you feel like everything was going to be almost all right again, because things are just naturally all wrong. I venture to say that Dr. Demento got more nerds through high school than Playboy, Star Trek, and Dungeons and Dragons combined, because while all the cool kids were going on dates and practicing football and spending weekends at Great Adventure, the rest of us held tight to our radios and waited for a sign, a revelation, a nod, a wink, and a nudge-nudge, grin-grin, sign them all. No explaining it. And sometimes all it took was two little words.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads, in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish head, roly-poly fish head, fish head, fish head, eat them up, yum.
Here's my new number one hit. Have a peanut butter sandwich. 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 Are you depressed? Have a peanut butter sandwich. Are you bored? Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have some milk. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have some Kool-Aid. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Do you like white bread? Do you like wheat bread? Do you like rye bread? Have a peanut butter sandwich. 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 Have some cake. Have some ice cream. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Why are you worried about your weight? Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Elvis liked his with bananas. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have another peanut butter sandwich. Have another peanut butter sandwich. Have another peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have another peanut butter sandwich. Everybody sing with me. Have a peanut butter sandwich. I can't hear you. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Wear it on your head. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Stick it in your nose. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have your mom over for dinner. Have peanut butter sandwiches. Have peanut butter sandwiches. Invite all your friends over to watch the game. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Everybody now, I can't hear you. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your entertainment, pleasure, and education, a musical interlude. Another seat, another bowl, another log comes out my hole. It's really pleasing when I'm a-squeezing and making poopies. I pull my shorts below my rump. I read the sports and take a dump. It's brown and shiny, straight from the hiney that's making poopies. Sometimes I sit for ages, waiting so patiently, though my intestine rages. Nuggets are all I see. I eat some bran and have some juice, run to the can and shake it loose. I wipe my tushy when it gets mushy from making poopies. My little rectum, it does the job, be it a hot dog or just a blob. It's such a passion to feel the splashing of making poopies. I grip my teeth and hug my gut while underneath I hear a splut. It always happens with all my crappings and making poopies. One day my gut got swollen. I chalked it up to gas. But when I touched my colon, blood shot out of my ass. Now I feel woe, and it's a drag, 'cause now I go inside a bag. I miss the odors of all the floaters when making poopies. So listen here, I recommend that once a year, check your rear end. Just find a docto to do a procto. He'll stick a finger up your gazinga. You'll scream and yelp, but it may help in making poopies.
Ugh.
drin und sein Schluckballon. Im Umbreck zum Horizont, im Umbreck zum Ufer, aus dem Mai, am Umbreck zu ein jener Mai.
Now I gotta cut loose, foot loose, kick off my Sunday shoes. Please, Louise, pull me off of my knees. Jack, get back.
Do a full musical tribute about the Holy Father, Dr. Demento, without playing something by the spiritual son, Weird Al Yankovic. Old story, Al was in high school making up songs and recording them in the echoey bathroom, sent a couple of tapes to Dr. D, finally got on the air, then had a minor hit with Another One Rides the Bus, and became the single most identifiable musician connected with Dr. Demento. In fact, arguably the only novelty artist discovered by Dr. D, who went on to get richer and far more famous than Dr. D. And to this day, Demento plays a Weird Al record on pretty much every program, and Al used to appear in the Good Doctor's touring show alongside the likes of Bobby Boris Pickett and Tiny Tim, who we heard before. Now, you can criticize Weird Al Yankovic for writing too many songs about food, or doing too many parodies and not enough original songs, which are often as good or better than the spoofs. But if you've ever seen Weird Al live on stage, or if you haven't seen Weird Al on stage, you're just not getting how good he is, musically, energetically, charismatically. I saw Bruce Springsteen in 85, and Weird Al around the same time, and Bruce may have done the 4-hour marathon, but Al won the sprint, and you could hear why in the last selection, Hooked on Polkas, which compressed half a dozen parodies into one. That's from the Al in a Box box set. We started the set with Barnes and Barnes, and perhaps the strangest song ever to become a quasi-hit, Fish Heads. Then Milwaukee street musician Art Paul Schlosser, my guest on this program just a few weeks ago, with his masterpiece, Have a Peanut Butter Sandwich. That song reached the Funny Five a couple of times on the Dr. Demento show, and whenever it did, Dr. D said as many requests as he got to play it, he received almost as many requests never to play it again. Well, I've already put the song on 2 episodes of my show, and by gosh, it won't be the last. Nor is it likely to be the last time for Makin' Poopies, a parody song by someone very near and dear to my heart, me, Dave Lefkowitz, host of Dave's Gone By, which is nearing the home stretch. A few more minutes left. No time for a Funny Five countdown, but I do have 3 more selections that constitute a mini best of, that represent everything I love about novelty songs, comedy writing, sick humor, and of course, Dr. Demento. We begin with a song that's almost as sublimely annoying as Have a Peanut Butter Sandwich, and even more legendary.
Morning. Morning. Well, what you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam. Spam, 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 egg and spam. Spam, 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 bacon, spam, 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 double sole manna with shallots and aubergines, garnished with triple patty, brandy, and a fried egg on top, and spam.
Have you got anything without spam?
Well, the spam egg, sausage and spam, that's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't she have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Hasn't got as much spam in it as spam, egg, sausage and spam, has it?
Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then?
Yeah.
What do you mean, I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, You can't have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam!
I don't like spam!
Shh, dear, don't cause a fuss. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam!
Spam, 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 spam!
Baked beans are off!
Well, could I have her spam instead of the baked beans, then?
You mean spam? Spam, 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 spam,
tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Well, now, folks, my show's at an end-o. I hope you enjoyed every bit. If you don't like Dr. Demento, you deserve to be smothered and shut my mouth. Is the program really over? I can't believe how fast that went. What a joy it is to play so many of the songs I heard over the years, shared with friends, and became part of my core cultural vocabulary. Thank you, Dr. Demento. May you continue for another 30 years. May you finally find an outlet in New York. And may every record in your collection represent another soul you save from the bland, conformist nightmare of daily life. Skol, l'chaim, and spam. And while I'm on my thank you kick, let's not forget a big thank you to our sponsor, the Tandoor Grill. Great place to go for chicken, fish, soups, breads, desserts, northern Indian cuisine in a lush, comfortable setting. 222 Sunrise Highway in Rockville Center, across from the rail and next to the dance studio, Tandoor Grill. No I on the end, it's not Tandoori Grill. Tandoor Grill. 222 Sunrise. See the menu at TandoorGrill.com. And tell the owners when you go that Dave's Gone By compel you to go by force. The force of India-licious food. A couple more thank yous. Thank you, engineers Dennis and Joe, for all your help week after week. Thank you to my wife, Joyce, who is the hottest and the coolest and the most patient of all women. And thank you to you for tuning in, for giving me your feedback, davesgoneby@AOL.com, for checking my website, hometown.AOL.com/davesgoneby. If you forget the URL, just go to the WGBB website, am1240wgbb.com, and click on the link on the schedule page. Tune in next week for another episode of Dave's Gone By, no doubt something completely different from this one. Until then, be senselessly joyful, and don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz. Good night. Stay demented! And gone by.
I will go a merry way and jump the hedges first. Drink the clear, clean water for to quench my thirst. And I will watch the ferry boats and they'll get high. Against the blue ocean, against the tomorrow sky. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with spring. I never, ever, ever, ever get so old again.
sweet thing.